G'day and welcome to Happy Rock Homilies, the teaching ministry of Gladstone Anglican Church. We hope that this video helps you to know Jesus and make Jesus known and connect in with a local church near you. Today, I've got a standalone sermon. We're in between Christmas and New Year's, and I thought I'd focus on the psalm for the day, Psalm 148, which is a psalm of praise. And so this sermon is entitled, Begin Your Days with Praise. In 2003, Dr. Ammons and McCulloch of Miami University ran a study. They got a number of subjects to write down in a journal every day the things that they were thankful for, the people they were thankful for, the blessings in their lives, and the things that they were looking forward to. Another group of people were assigned to write things that they were unhappy about, things that had happened to them that were bad, people that had wronged them, and things that they were not looking forward to in life. At the end of the study, they looked at the health outcomes of all the people. And what they found was that the gratitude group had a boost in happiness, they had a reduction in anxiety and depression, they had improved sleep and improved resilience. In other words, without any medical intervention, their overall health had improved simply because of gratitude. Psalm 148 is a psalm all about gratitude. It comes at the end of the books of Psalms. There are 150 books, there are 150 Psalms in the Bible. And what's very interesting is that the whole book of Psalms charts the story of salvation history. At the beginning of the book of Psalms, there are Psalms about a promised king, someone who will rescue and save. The next group of Psalms are Psalms of David, and it describes how God has completely rescued and continually rescued David. The next group of Psalms describe how Israel falls and rebels against God, and they're psalms of lament. Then there are psalms of renewal, looking at Israel renewing their trust in the Lord. And then there are messianic psalms, realizing that even though Israel has renewed its trust in the Lord, even though the kingdom seems to be functioning again, it's not enough. They need a savior, a rescuer, and a redeemer. The final five psalms, from 146 to 150, are all psalms of praise. That's their focus. They focus on a rescuing, loving, gracious God. And so today, we're going to focus on Psalm 148 and beginning our days in praise. Psalm 148 begins with these words, "Praise the Lord." In Hebrew, that word is hallelujah. It is hallel, give praise to Yah, to Yahweh, to the Lord God. And it's a word you would say to other people, hallelujah, get amongst it, guys, get praising. And the words hallelujah bookend Psalm 148. They're there in verse 1 and at the end of verse 14. And so they tighten this whole psalm together. Then we see four sections. The first talks about who should praise the Lord. Next, why that group of things should praise the Lord. Then there's another section of different who's, and then there's another section of why. Who, why, who, why. The first who is the heavens. Now think back to the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The psalmist writes, "Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies." This first section of praise concentrates on the heavens. There's moons, all the stars. And if you haven't already, these summer holidays, these Christmas holidays, I encourage you to spend some time looking at the night sky. Here in Gladstone, there's a lot of overcast clouds, and there's a lot of air pollution, and there's a lot of light pollution. So it's very hard to see the night sky. But I do love walking my dogs at night, and occasionally we'll see a shooting star, or we'll see a constellation like the Southern Cross shining in the night sky. And what this psalm is saying is that the order of the heavens, the orbit of the heavens, the intricacy and the wonder and the bigness and the glory of the heavens should encourage us to praise the Lord. And that brings us to the why in verses 5 and 6. Let them praise the name of the Lord. These are the heavens. For at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. The order of the heavens, the order of the planets, has been known to cultures throughout history. It's interesting, in Aboriginal spirituality, they look up to the heavens, and the constellations are not in the stars, but they're in the darkness between the stars. They could see the order, they could see that the planets and all the orbits spoke of a creator. In our Western understanding of stars, we can see all sorts of constellations and how things orbit, but they all join together in this beautiful dance that point to their creator. They are established forever by a decree, by God's word. And so these holidays, I encourage you to just spend some time looking up the heavens and giving praise to God. The next section of who is the things on the land. Remember, in the beginning, God creates the heavens and the earth. So let's look at what on the land should praise the Lord. Verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Here we see one of my favorite verses, verse 7. And if you have the old King James Version, you might want to go home and read that, because it actually talks about dragons. In the New International Version, it's translated as great sea creatures and all ocean depths. St. Augustine of Hippo, in his commentary on the Psalms, has this very interesting thing to say about dragons praising the Lord. He says, what? Think we that the dragons form choirs and praise God? Far from it. But do ye, when ye consider the dragons, regard the maker of the dragon, the creator of the dragon. Then when ye admire the dragons and say, great is the Lord who made these, then the dragons praise God by your voices. In other words, this section of praise thinks of all the things on earth that give praise to God. And it starts with the big, the dragons, the winds, the mountains, all these great and glorious things. Then it goes to the wild animals, and then it goes to the domestic animals, the cattle and the flying birds. Then it goes to kings. Kings at the top of the social hierarchy, then down to all people, both women and men, little girls and boys, praising the Lord. They should praise the Lord. Everything in creation on earth should praise the Lord. And this brings to our second section of why. Verse 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of his faithful servants of Israel, and the people close to his heart. When we think about all things in heaven and on earth, what is the greatest? What is the kindest? what is the purest? It's the Lord. It's the Lord Yahweh. His name alone deserves our worship because he alone can save. His splendor is above all the earth and above all the heavens. Friends, if you have a bad meal at Macca's, what do you want to do? You want to talk to the manager. And in your prayers, you should praise the manager. You should praise the boss. One of the things that we do as Anglicans is a cycle of morning and evening prayer and also compline, which is prayer at the end of the day. Here's a red prayer book, but you probably, if you're part of an Anglican church, you have red prayer books and green prayer books lying around your church. If you ask, I'm sure those running your church would very gladly let you borrow one or keep it. Or you could go down to a local Christian bookstore and you're bound to find a prayer book for Australia. But there, on page 385, there are daily services. Morning and evening prayer. They will run you through prayer for every single day. You may need a lectionary, which will help you find readings, but basically there's an Old Testament reading and a New Testament reading and a psalm for the day, and you work your way through every single day of morning and evening prayer. And one of the great things about morning and evening prayer is they begin with thanksgiving. They begin not in asking God for stuff, but in praising God for stuff. For instance, Sunday morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, from Psalm 118. And so as we begin the new year, if you want to begin by praising God, you can do, you can't do much better than morning and evening prayer. Another way you can engage with that is on your phone or tablet. Simply at your app store or whatever you use to buy apps, go and find ePray. And ePray will take you through morning and evening prayer for every single day. It's free to download, it's free to use, and it will give you the opportunity to praise the Lord and begin your day with praise. But as we wrap up, I want to give you one last thought, one last wonderful reality that is found in this psalm. And it's there in verse 14. We praise the Lord because he is majestic, because holy, because he is holy, because he is powerful. But we also praise the Lord because he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants, of Israel, the people close to his heart. What is that horn? Well, in thought, think about a ram's horn or a bull's horn or even a rhino's horn. They're hard. It's hard keratin that is used for jousting and used for digging up things. It's hard. And a horn is a symbol of victory. It's a symbol of security. It's a symbol of safety. It's a symbol of salvation. Who is that horn? That horn is the coming Messiah, coming in Psalm 148, because Psalm 148 was written before Jesus. But we as New Testament people, as children of the light, can delight in that God has brought up that horn, and his name is Jesus. We praise the Lord, not just because he's made all the glorious things that we get to enjoy. We praise the Lord because he has raised up a Savior. A Savior who will redeem all things, who even in our world of wrongs and injustices and chaos has brought justice and mercy and will bring all things to their true end in Christ Jesus. One day we will praise the name of the Lord forever. We won't have to pray about a thing because we will just gather at the throne of Jesus and praise his holy name. So, Psalm 148 ends with that beautiful phrase, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And so as we begin 2026, I want to encourage you to begin your days with praise. Let me pray. Living Lord, how we thank you for your word and what it shows us about ourselves and about how to live, and it reveals to us about you and your character. Please bless us this week and in the weeks to come, as we look forward to your return, but also delight in all the things you've given us. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lords of Lords. Be with us, Lord, as we seek to offer up our lives as a sacrifice of praise to your name. Amen.